From the studios of NPR West, this is another All Alex Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Alex Cohen. In a few minutes, a look at last night's four-man Republican debate.
First, tonight's Democratic presidential debate here in Los Angeles has just two participants, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. And leading up to this moment, Senators Clinton and Obama have gone all over the country in anticipation of Super Tuesday, February 5th, next week, when 22 states will hold Democratic nominating contests. NPR's David Greene and Don Gagne have been traveling with the two candidates, and they join us now. Let's start with David. You're with Senator Clinton. Tell us about her strategy for next week.
Well, Alex, I think you're going to be seeing a lot of Hillary Clinton in California. That's a big state for her, and it's not surprising that she's going to spend a couple of days focusing there. It's delegate rich, and I think she wants to try and win as many of the delegates as she possibly can to get those numbers up. But it was interesting, Alex. Yesterday, Hillary Clinton spent a good amount of time in the evening in Georgia, which is one of the February 5th states, but it's a place that Obama appears to be doing very well. And you got the sense she might be doing some repair work with the African-American community. She spoke to a National Baptist Convention, and there were a lot of people there, religious leaders, who said that there are still wounds from South Carolina, feeling that the Clinton campaign and Bill Clinton made it about race and may have belittled Barack Obama's campaign. Even people who support Hillary Clinton told me that they were a little uncomfortable with that.
Don, you know, the big news from Senator Obama's camp today is money, and a lot of it. The campaign says that he raised $32 million in the month of January. Now, give us context for that.
Well, that's really a remarkable number. It is more money in one month than he has raised in any quarter previously. So it does mean that after Iowa and after some of the earlier primaries and caucus contests, that he really has gotten momentum going in terms of fundraising ability. You can feel something building there, just as we see it at the events with the bigger and bigger crowds. Now, here's what we don't know, though. We don't know what the full quarterly numbers are. We don't know what Hillary Clinton numbers are for the same period. She's had some successes in there as well. So we've got to wait to really see what it means in comparison to the other candidates.
You were in Denver with him yesterday at a rally you've been talking to us about.
This rally in Denver, again, a state that Obama thinks he will carry next week, was just huge. I mean, we've seen bigger and bigger rallies as he's really brought people in, kind of looking for some kind of emotional connection almost. There were 10,000 people in the University of Denver's basketball arena. There were another 9,000 who didn't get in, and they had to funnel them, these long, long, long lines, into overflow rooms. We did see from Senator Obama yesterday at that event in Denver some very pointed, tough talk toward Hillary Clinton and directed at Bill Clinton. He said, do we need, after another presidency by a man named George Bush, to simply turn back the clock and build a bridge back to the 20th century? That 20th century line, clearly a kind of a mocking twist on that old Bill Clinton campaign slogan from his presidential runs, where he talked about building a bridge to the 21st century.
Ouch, I think. David Greene, how is the Clinton campaign treating the issue of former President Bill Clinton, which had become something last week?
Hillary Clinton was asked very bluntly by a reporter, have you asked Bill Clinton to tone things down, tone down his campaign aggressiveness? And the reporter said she's the only person who could probably do that. Hillary Clinton did not answer the question exactly, but she did say, look, this is my campaign.
And now how about speaking tonight? A moment here on strategies for the debate. Don Gagne, let's start with you and Senator Obama.
There is a sense from the Obama campaign that they don't want this to become kind of the shouting match that we saw in the last debate. But there's also a sense that if there's just kind of the status quo, that probably helps Hillary Clinton, because she does seem to have a decent advantage going into Super Tuesday in so many states, especially with California and New York. So they need to mix it up without it getting ugly.
David Greene, the view from the Clinton campaign on that.
She wants to paint Barack Obama as a novice who doesn't have the experience to be president without appearing to tear him down. Because as you heard from Don, I mean, so many people are excited about him coming out to see him at these events. Now, in a state like New Hampshire, Barack Obama got the huge crowds and the interest, but Hillary Clinton was able to make the argument that she's the more seasoned public policymaker, and she won that state. And I think that's the challenge she faces tonight in this debate and in the next few days.
NPR's David Greene and Don Gagne. Gentlemen, thank you.